Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Clinton here saying, look, please, I know I've just finished my tour, but cheer yourselves up this winter time. Sunday, February the 5th, I will be hosting my Clinton Baptiste Sunday seance. I'm trying to make it a regular thing. We've got the first one, Sunday, February the 5th, at the 100 Club, 100 Oxford Street in London. Why don't you come along? Kick off 7 o'clock. It'll be great fun. Tickets at clintonbaptiste.com. There's a link there, clintonbaptiste.com. Or you can go to the 100 Club website. There'll be me on, there'll be various comedians, and there'll be some music, and it will be a bloody cracker. Barry from Watford will be on as well. Please come. Clinton Baptiste Sunday Seance, Sunday, February the 5th, 100 Club, 100 Oxford Street. Thank you.
Welcome to the star-spangling Christmas edition of the Clinton Baptiste Paranormal Podcast. I'm Linda Pollock, not Clinton Baptiste. Unfortunately, someone, it would appear, has got a sore throat, so he can't speak. He's laid up in bed, bless him. He's been giving and giving on the road for months now, and he's reached his psychic peak, he would have you believe. But actually, I think what's happened is he's just caught some sort of bug, or he's strained himself. I mean, I've been to that show, I've seen the screaming and the wailing, and quite frankly, I'm surprised he's managed to hold on to his voice for this long. Anyway, we shall soldier on without him, but bearing his memory in mind, welcome to the Clinton Baptiste Paranormal Podcast with me, Linda Pollock. It's what he would have wanted. But enough about that silly sod. What about you, Linda? Have you had an exciting time the last month? No, of course I haven't, but I have had new carpets. I've had the carpet man in, you might have noticed. I don't mean to sound ungrateful, you know what I'm going to say. There was disruption for a month, and of course now I've finally got my house back in order and it's covered in glitter, tinsel and pine cones, but it will be all right. Beyond that, I know that I can go in there and I've finally got the lovely deep shadows after, and it's been a long time coming. So, ho ho ho, Merry Christmas and Happy New Carpet to me. Anyway, away from my exciting life, Clinton's had a phone call from his sister Karen.
Hello.
Oh, hi Clinton, it's Karen, you're right.
Oh, hi, Karen. Yeah, fine, thank you. Can you keep it speedy? I'm very busy at the moment.
Clinton, I've just had a message through from your old assistant, Ruth. Do you remember her?
Oh, crap. What? Yes, I do remember her. Can't get rid of her.
I don't know. She's got my mobile number, but she
What's
sounds
What's she doing ringing
sad.
You?
Christ. I don't know, but she's really, obviously, you know, I mean, it's coming up Christmas time, and yeah. She's obviously feeling quite lonely for Christmas, and was just wondering what we were doing Christmas Day.
Well, can I stop you there?
Well, I was just thinking, you know, because Trevor now can't come on Christmas Day, which I'm really quite upset about. So we have got a spare seat at the Toby. It's £59 a head. Oh, I mean, you could might be a nice Christmas gift for her. You could possibly, you know, £59 Toby cab.
Can you shut up, Karen? I'm not having Ruth. Well, I'm not having Ruth over. What? There's no way. I'm not having Ruth the bloody Toby Carvery. £59 that cost me a head. I'm not having it.
I just don't think this is very generous of you, Clinton. She worked for you for a long, long time.
She's
clearly very lonely. She's very distressed. Her message sounded like, you know, I was just about to ring her back and go, come on, come to Toby with us.
Under no circumstances are you to ring her back.
We don't have a spare seat
because Tarawak. Tarawak wants to come. He's coming. My spirit guide, and he will be there.
He doesn't need a seat, does he?
Well, he does, actually. Sometimes
hover in the background like he normally does?
Tarawak is my spirit bloody guide. And quite honestly, Christmas is very bloody important to him as a Greenlander. He's the home of Christmas, the home of bloody Father Christmas. And if you can't offer a simple Greenlander a pig in blanket...
We can just get an extra seat, for God's sake, can't we? I mean, poor old...
I'm not having Ruth Abbott at my Christmas table.
If we don't have Ruth at the table, I would just want you to spare a thought for her crying into a dried-up turkey sandwich on Christmas Day all on her own.
Don't do that to me.
If you were lonely on your own on Christmas Day, if you didn't have me and Tarawak to spend Christmas Day with, who would you be with?
She's got her mum and dad.
Clearly she hasn't. I think her mum must be like in hospital or at home or something because she said she was going to be on her own. She sounded very upset.
I'm a very kind-hearted person and you know that.
You're very, very kind when you want to be.
Oh, invite her. Sod it. Invite her. Just invite her. Do whatever you like. I'm not sitting down at her end of the table.
I'm proud of you, Clinton. Well done.
Look.
I'll invite her right now.
I'm kind to everyone at Christmas. Goodwill and all, but she's a... pain in the ass. So you phone her, you arrange it, and if it's a disaster, you can bloody well deal with it. Thank you, goodbye.
Oh, blimey, another sticky situation for Mr. Baptiste. Speaking of sticky situations, he's still on tour. Here's a recording he did this week with the manager of the Ilkley King's Hall, a place, it says on this list, severely haunted. You know my thoughts on that. Make your own minds up.
So,
right, hold on. I'm here at the King's Hall and Winter Garden, Ilkley, North Yorkshire. Where are we?
West Yorkshire.
Very touchy Yorkshireman about exactly where it is, aren't you?
Very.
Darren Bulmer, old style name for an old style Yorkshireman. Darren fucking Bulmer. Darren, all piss taken aside, you have seen ghosts in here and you're very aware of ghosts in this very old building.
There's two.
Two ghosts? Well, that's one more than when I was last here. Has it always been here?
No, there's always been two.
Will you tell me about... We'll start with the least scary one and move on to the scarier one.
So that's... The least scary one is in the Paul Weller box.
There's various boxes with Mendelssohn and bloody Beethoven and Mozart motifs on them. But one of them looks distinctly like Paul Weller. But he's in a box up there, yeah, and above the stalls.
It is.
And what does he do?
It's been seen by various people when we've had medicine festivals.
Yeah.
We've had clairvoyance.
Right.
Five different people have said there's definitely a ghost in that one. It's a girl.
What does she do?
She's just watching them.
Right. And more importantly, what in the name of Jesus Christ is a medicine festival?
It's a complementary medicine. It's like spiritual healing. And
they're a lot of hippies, aren't they?
Yeah, basically.
You wonder why they see things. They're all eyes a bleeding kite, Darren!
Yeah, it's probably something to do with what the smoke, I should imagine. Yeah.
So if you show me up there now, do you think we might be able to see this girl?
I've never physically seen her. I've just... No,
that's your word against hers, isn't it, Darren?
That's exactly it.
Do you want to show me up there and just see if we can...
Absolutely. Find her?
What sort of... We're walking and talking now as Darren Bulmer shows me the box. Shows me his box. Darren, what does this girl do? We don't know how she manifests herself.
She just stares and watches people in the building.
Right, what does she think of my... It's getting very cold up here, isn't it? Where we're... Oh, Jesus Christ! Oh, my God, I thought you were the ghost of the girl. Gee, bloody hell. Right, we are now approaching... This is what I call...
We'll get a bit colder.
It does get a bit cooler up here, but that's because we're right up now in the circle. We're in Darren's circle, if you'll pardon the expression. We got... Now, Darren, this is cold.
This is...
Oh, my God. So, box number two, we're going into...
A strange smell of TCP as well.
That's what I've got.
Yeah.
Well, that's just cleaning equipment, isn't it?
No. We'll walk down the other one and you'll
see. I'm not kidding, it smells of TCP.
Yes, that's what I get all the time, this one.
Oh, bloody hell. Right, Darren, if you push up the door and lock me in here, I'll fucking kick off. Do you understand?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Spirit, be kind. Spirit. Spirit is here, wilt thou showeth thyself. Spirit. Nothing now from... Smell of TCP.
Strong smell of TCP.
Amazing, isn't it? But why, yeah. Why should it be here, this smell of... Thank you, Spirit, if you're there, we'll shut the door now. Spirit, what's that noise? That's someone's phone going off in your pocket. What do you think that TCP... I mean, is there any connection with the girl and TCP?
I don't know. I don't know what the connection is, but there's always a strong...
Do you think the girl maybe had a sore throat, or she...
Potentially, or a grazed knee.
A grazed knee, yeah. Well, Darren is now going to show me where the... What's the next one? This is down the...
This is a gentleman who's not so pleasant.
Oh, fucking hell. What does he smell of?
Not TCP.
No. Oh, God. Okay. Right, well,
he smells of old and damp.
He smells of old and damp. Might be Ramon lurking around the...
Well,
right,
yeah.
Okay, so... And what does... I mean, this girl who we've... Well, we failed to find, although there's very much evidence, I would say that, Darren. What does this fella do? That? Why do you say he's unpleasant?
He's angry all the time, apparently. This is what, again, we've been told. I have felt a bit of a presence down this way.
Right, we are heading down now. This is on this. This is what we call stage left, on the right side of the stalls. And Darren is now going to show me where this fella... Who's seen him? It's bloody cold again here.
Here.
My God.
Just around here. This area here.
And it's cold.
Slams doors.
He slams this door. It's a big, heavy door there.
Yeah.
Art thou there? What do we call him?
I don't know. A couple of girls thought he was called Albert.
Albert? Albert, art thou with us this evening, Albert? Make thyself known. Fucking light just went off. Hell, a light just went off.
I told you.
Darren, it's on again.
We're not, we're back in.
Darren, can you see my face now? I've gone a bit red in the face. How the hell did that happen? Oh, my God.
It's on a sensor.
Oh, it's on a sensor. Thanks for ruining it,
yeah.
Darren. It's on a sensor. Ramon is coming down the steps. Did you pick up on Al? Yeah.
It's getting very, very cold,
yeah.
Vibes, but
colder.
I've had terrible wind today, and I don't know if it's just maybe my kidney stone or I've got chronic diarrhoea from that train journey.
Do you think that it's not Albert so much as the runs?
The runs?
The TCP trace, yeah, just up there.
I need to go for a shite, I'm sorry.
Right, well, thank you, Ramon. He's ruined all the magic there. Right, well, Darren Bulmer, thank you so much. And I want to thank you for having us at the... Don't stop moving away from me, Darren, it's all right.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you here, as always.
It's great to see you.
As always.
He did look after me so nicely last time, and I hope to see you again, Darren.
Absolutely.
And just so everyone at home knows, we've sold out, haven't we?
Absolute sellout tonight.
Absolute sellout. They're going to absolutely bloody love it. And anyone who is in the TCP girls box number two, will they... I mean, have you sold that one? Or I mean, have you charged her to come in, the girl?
Sold, yeah, so she'll be a bit of company for whoever.
Bit of company, whoever's in the Paul Weller box. Thank you, Darren.
Well, very welcome.
Well, what
a load of delightful old balls that was. Speaking of which, I haven't got Chatty's Fate or Fate and Fortune magazine here at my house, which smells delightfully. I might have mentioned it, of new carpet at the moment, and I'm not talking about me having had a wash. I have got a 92-page festive whopper on my hands, ladies and gents, from the original Real Life mag, Real Life, the emphasis there, Chat magazine. So I don't get Chatty's Fate, I go for the more scientific version, Chat. And I'm just looking at the front page thinking, is there anything I can regale you with from this that might cheer you up? Anything of a psychic or spooky nature? No, there isn't. The front page of the 20th of December 2022, Chats. So if you fancy read along a Linda, you can go and grab yourself a copy of that right now, probably, in some sort of supermarket. Dying hubby's last gift, three identical sisters. I'll celebrate Christmas at my girl's grave. Heartbreaking. Strip, strip, hooray, why we got our baubles out. And better sex next year with our Nelly. Sounds like Nelly's going to be very busy indeed. Also, we've got he burned her alive, police left mum trapped with a killer. How will I get through this Christmas without her beaming smile? How very, very festive, chat. Thanks very much for that. It sounds so fun and so lighthearted and so not what I can read you on this particular show. Anyway, ho, 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 season's greetings to you. I hope it's better than these poor cows on the front of Chat December. Don't you think Christmas is all about the company you keep? It can really make or break it. A Christmas alone can sound very sad, but if the alternative is hanging out with people that you avoid for most of the year, it could be an absolute luxury. Whichever way you are spending it, whether you're enjoying it or whether you're wishing it away, I hope you get the one you deserve. For some of us, though, we're just going to have to grin and bear it. And I'm afraid it's looking like Clinton's going to be one of those people this year.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, Clinton Baptiste.
Clinton, what time shall I be at the Toby Carvery on Christmas Day?
You're definitely coming then, are you, Ruth?
Your sister said it's the one on the ring road.
Right, OK, well, can I just, before we get into that, I just want to say, it wasn't my idea. My sister's very kind and she's invited you, so you'll have to take up all the arrangements with Karen, all right? Because it's nothing to do with me, Ruth.
I like Toby Carvery as well.
Good.
I have all of the meats.
All of the meats. Jolly good. Well, look, we'll try and get there about one-ish, something like that. I managed to get a table at one. The whole thing will be over before you know it. It's all right. And then we can all go home. Nothing happening after that. It's just a nice Christmas dinner. And then we can all go back home and just put the whole thing behind us. All right. Is that all right with
I'll
you?
I'll come in a taxi.
Come in a taxi. Very, very good. Don't get too hammered, Ruth. You know what you like.
Bye there. See you there, Clinton. Very excited.
I'm still slightly bemused that your parents won't have you over, Ruth. You know
they like that I've got very good friends like you, Clinton.
Yes, all right. Well, I'm just looking out for you, Ruth, that's all. My sister's asked, is there a little gift I can get you? We're not going to go mad this year, just a little...
You can maybe get me some underwear.
No, not appropriate. No more underwear talk now, Ruth. Please, thank you. It's not appropriate. Do you understand?
I think underwear's the only thing I need because I've lost all my underwear, Clint.
Right, OK. I don't want to hear... No more underwear talk. Do you understand, Ruth? It's Jesus' birthday. No more bloody underwear talk, all right? Get Neil Hardback booked to buy you some bloody underwear.
I'll ask him as well.
Yeah, ask him.
He likes me in my underwear.
In your underwear. Very, very good. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, OK. Is there any reason Neil Hardback book can't have you over for Christmas?
No. No, Neil Hardback book can't invite me for Christmas because I'm coming to the Toby Carvery.
Well, we'd understand if, you know, you wanted to go and have Christmas with him.
No, because I've told him I'm coming to the Toby Carvery with Clinton.
You're still with him then, Neil Hardback book, are you?
Yeah, he's very nice. He's very nice and he's got a big willy.
Right, OK, that's not... No more willy talk now, Ruth. Thank you so much.
No, he'd be okay without me on Christmas Day, Clinton.
All right. Right, well, just be us then.
There might be a ghost there as well. He knows that very important to see ghosts.
Right, just us and some ghosts there at the Toby Carvery. All right, my love. Well, look, I just want you to know that it's my sister who needs the credit for this, not me. Do you understand?
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. See you there at 1 o'clock. We can get the food down us and I'll just f*** home. Thank you.
Lord bless him for trying, but he's going to regret that one. You and I both know this. Something we won't regret, though, is the amount of time we spend talking about the Chorley Little Theatre. You know, the place with the cushions for the kids' seats getting chucked by ghosts, apparently. And actually, it's worth saying that Estelle told him when she showed him around, she had terrible trouble throwing them up onto the shelves anyway, and they kept falling down. So I think it's probably less ghostly than gravity that's what's going on there. Anyway, Ian Robinson, the manager of the theatre, is keen to report the ghostly activity, and there has been more, apparently, this week. Here you go, have a listen to this.
Right, we're on Zoom, as I say. Now, look, Ian, you sent me these photos, and last time I spoke to you when I came up to the theatre, you were a little bit of a poo-pooer. You were saying...
Yes.
Weren't you? You were a poo-pooer.
I'm a poo-pooer, yes. Very, very poo-poo.
Why are you not poo-pooing anymore?
Well, it's amazing. I don't know what happened. It was just crazy. We had a very busy weekend. We had Martin Sprigstock, we had James Walsh from Star Sailor, we had Glenn Moore, and every night, this back corridor, the lights have to go out because of the show... Right. And these cushions are there on the train. And every night we just kept walking up this back corridor and tripping over the cushions. And we'd be putting them back on the shelf and then they'd be falling off again. It felt like I'm the little Dutch boy sticking my fingers in the dike to hold them back, but they just kept coming on.
Well, you didn't tell me it was that sort of show. But anyway, Ian, just to remind people, when I came last time, what used to happen was a cushion, which is used for what? Bolstering kids sat on seats?
Yeah, it's a booster seat for the kids, like during the panto, which is coming up. And tickets are nearly all sold out, but there aren't some left.
Yeah, all right. Well, thanks for trying to jemmy that in when we were talking about the supernatural, not your bloody ticket sales, Ian Robinson. So what happens is because I've got to be honest with you, when I went backstage with Estelle, right, to see these cushions kept falling off, shall I tell you what happened? She picked up one of the cushions and put it on the ground and said, look, we find a cushion sitting there like that every day. And then she tried to push it back on the shelf, and as she did, it kept falling off the shelf. I went, well, there's your answer.
Yeah, there is that. We put up. I know I'm skeptical, but I kept putting them on, and they just kept coming back up. We've never had so many fall off like one or two came before, they're not on greatly, but they just kept falling off. And then at the end of it, or end of Sunday night, we just switched up the lights on in the corridor at the end of the show, and there was a pile of them all there, and one of them had a white feather on, which is just very weird, because how does a white feather get there?
So what you're saying is that these things kept falling down during the show?
Yeah, during the show, yeah. Maybe the ghosts were just really enjoying the shows. I mean, they were good shows.
Well, maybe it was Marcus Brigstock. Maybe it was a protest. I'm only joking, Marcus. I've worked with him.
You know what? Genuinely, two people walked out of Marcus Brigstock's show saying they didn't expect him to be so political.
Really? What did they?
Genuinely, yes. They left saying he's doing too much politics for them. So he's sort of thinking, have you ever seen Marcus Brigstock?
Really? What? Good God. Well, look, if you do hear any more about the ghosts, Ian, they're throwing any more cushions on the floor, there are any more white feathers.
So it wasn't you sending a message with a white feather then?
Wasn't me sending any message other than get me back for my next show in about 18 months.
Yeah, okay, we'll put you in, yeah.
Please put me in that. Yeah, I do want... They must have spoken to you about it, haven't they, Ian? Sorry,
this they is... They have, yes.
For everyone else out there, there's a bit of housekeeping. What happened?
So I'm not sure coming, what I can say.
I will be coming back, hopefully, in 18 months to the Charlie Little Theatre for my new show.
Yes, hopefully, yes. Well, we're very welcome here, yeah.
Will you be providing the rider you normally do? The crisps?
Yeah, Lancashire crisps, local crisps.
What else do you offer?
We have sandwiches. We have local properly made Charlie cakes.
Charlie cake, yeah.
Yeah, tea, coffee, all sorts of drinks that you might want. They've got Rivington beer, whatever you want, yeah.
And will you be providing that little masseuse again to come and,
I don't know what happened to you last time, Clinton. We didn't provide that.
Well, there was some little thing waiting in my room to shiver a beauty just before I went on stage. Unless it was a ghost. All right then, Ian. Well, look, if there's any more cushion-based ghost activity, I would like you to get in touch with me.
We will let you know. It just seems to be, it's increased since we went on their podcast, so, you know, who knows what happens next time.
As a special favour, I know you're desperate to get in advertising about your pantomime. I promise not to put the fader down as you're talking about it. You've got a few seconds starting now.
Our panto is King Arthur.
Oh, can anyone else smell that? No, not my new carpet. This is a smell that is very familiar, especially on this show. Yes, it's bullshit. In all seriousness, though, thank you so much to the Charlie Little Theatre and every other venue that's allowed Clinton to traipse through looking for spirit. We do appreciate you, and we couldn't do this without you. Literally, you could not do this without you. And indeed to you, dear listener, at home. Some of you have sent us the most incredible, and I do mean incredible, stories over the last year, and for that we are hugely, hugely grateful. Keep them coming, I know you will. Please put some full stops in there occasionally, it really helps. We also appreciate you coming along to theatres up and down the country and seeing Ramon and Clinton do their very strange thing in front of gathered audiences of appalled people. If you are one of them and you managed to get out, maybe with a feather from above, not hobbycraft, then thank you to you as well. Of course, Clinton and Ramon's mission to probe our souls across the country is almost complete. He's only got a few more dates left. Grab those tickets while you can. He's had a lovely time. He's pushed him to his very limit, both physically and psychically. But some of the things that make it all worthwhile are seeing your lovely faces so enchanted, watching him from your beautiful seats in the theatres, and also meeting the people behind the theatres. No, not meeting people behind theatres, not like that. The people behind the theatres, the bosses of the theatres. Like Michael from Froome.
I'm here in Froome in Somerset with Michael Ford, 4D, and he runs the Froome Comedy Festival, is that right?
It's Cheese and Grain. Cheese and Grain.
He runs the Cheese and Grain, and we just got talking, and he was telling me that of a very, very spooky story. In the studio, Linda, please put the spooky music on, thank you.
Well, as a very small boy, I used to spend a lot of time in pubs,
Christmas.
Did you?
Yeah, well, my dad was an alcoholic, so...
Is that right?
Yeah, that's how it came about. What a lovely start to the story, isn't it?
Charming!
Yeah. And I was walking down the corridor one evening.
The corridor in a pub?
Yeah, yes. Upstairs.
Yes.
There was locking downstairs, and I was sent upstairs to bed.
Oh, God.
And I could see a light...
Can I just rewind? There was a lock-in. Your dad was an alcoholic. Was it his pub?
It's his friend's pub.
And they said, oh, just go and nip up there. Yeah, we're going to have a good old drink on.
It
sounds an idyllic childhood.
It was challenging.
Yeah, you poor sod. Go on.
The room I used to stay with was right at the end of a corridor.
Yeah, yeah.
And as I was approaching the door, it was still about 50 metres away.
Yeah.
The window from the inside of the corridor blew outwards. Smashed from inside out. Nobody in front of me.
Smashed from inside out. Oh, yeah. My God, really?
And I just absolutely bolted. Just
right,
ran away.
And what did your dad say? Other than, you want to give him a Fanta and some fucking crisps. Shut your mouth, we're having a drink downstairs. What did he say?
He didn't believe me when I went down screaming downstairs.
Was this down here in the southwest?
It was. It's a pub just up from the Cheese and Grain venue in Froome here.
And is it a very spooky
pub? It is. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. This was in the 80s as well, when the lager was a bit stronger, I suppose. But
okay.
Mike then went on to tell me about the one and only Paul McCartney, who performed there.
Yeah, well, he's because our patron Emily Evers asked him to come down and do a warm-up show before Glastonbury using our venue.
Paul did it here.
Paul was
He was in that dressing room. I was in
on that very stage, on that very dressing room.
My God! So he was using the same bug as me.
Yeah,
I've got a vision of him on the bug. You know, the lovable mop top.
I can't say that I looked down to see what he'd called out, but it was definitely the same one.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, I'm trying to think of a joke there somewhere. Anyway. Oh, well, that's right. God. Well, that's amazing because it's nice to be in. I often think that, you go into various dressing rooms. I note that Ben Elton, there's a big Ben Elton pub.
Yes, yeah.
He's used that bog as well.
Yeah.
So what are some of the famous arses that have been on that bog?
Well, who have we got? So Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters.
Okay. I imagine he goes some on the toilet. This is a terrible time, everyone.
Yeah, some of our Cafe Quiche, so he was quite regular.
Oh, God, I bet. Yeah, really?
Yeah. Robert Plant.
Robert Plant, yeah.
Fatboy Slim.
Right, okay.
Clinton Baptiste.
Yes, yes,
and,
yes.
Milton Jones just coming up next.
Right, okay. Are there any, anyone of the calibre of Paul McCartney who has done a number two in there?
I did check one Sunday morning after a Saturday gig, and we have had the legend.
Yeah.
That is Aswad.
Oh, yeah.
The
really?
Britain-based reggae.
And did one of them sit on the toilet and then say, don't turn around?
That's exactly
you
what
you cross
was.
Them, I'll nod him in. All right, OK. Well, that's great. And as would in the number two slot or something like that. Right, OK, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Goodbye, and thank you so much for being with us this Christmas time. I hope you have a lovely one, and if you're on your Todd and you can't be bothered with it, I hope you have a fast one that's mostly spent asleep and just relaxing. You deserve it. Put them trotters up and enjoy yourself. Go on, spoil yourself. Not like that. Thank you so much as well to our wonderful producers, Laurie and Kat from Peter's Fox. Have a lovely, lovely time this Christmas, and next week we'll see you with the best of Series 5, just so you can catch up on all the old bollocks you might have missed or fallen asleep through. Please join me psychically if you believe in all that crap, or just with hope in your hearts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
To wish Clinton a recovery over Christmas time. He needs his voice back because it sounds like he's going to have quite a challenging one. Get well soon, Clinton. I hope your vibes get realigned or whatever it is. Just keep taking the Barocca, for God's sake. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Yeah, right. Clinton Baptiste here, offering you the chance to enjoy my Patreon podcast for free for 7 days. So many people have been joining me over there. It's a shame that you're not. We've got videos, cartoons, we've got all sorts of stuff, all the old back catalogue, and a chance for exclusive dibs on tickets before anyone else. Please come to patreon.com/Clinton Baptiste. All right, spirit fading now. See you there. Fading now.